Good morning.
早晨，各位弟兄姊妹。
I'm really happy to be here.
我好开心今日可以嚟到大家当中。
As you just heard, this was not the original plan.
呢个唔系原本嗰个计划嚟嘅。
My colleague Glenn, and I were to meet with your leadership yesterday morning.
我自己同我嘅同事 Glenn Ryder 咧，本来系琴日咧去同你哋嘅领袖去到一齐一个开会嘅见面嘅时候，有一啲嘅 training。
But his doctor's appointment didn't go as well as they had hoped.
佢琴日喺去到星期五去到见医生嘅时候咧。就嗰個情況咧，未係個最理想。
So we had to sort of make some plans.
我哋要咧作出一啲嘅改變。
So we juggled some things and I'm here.
係啦，去到作咗一啲時間嘅改變之後咧，我今日企咗喺度，大家同大家。
So that I'm just happy to be with you.
我真係好開心可以嚟到你哋嘅當中。
I'm taking a mental picture.
我睇到一幅美麗嘅圖畫。
Actually, do you mind if I take an actual picture?
Oh, 我想影一幅相。
I would love to take this picture back to Glenn, okay? And show him what he missed.
我想帶翻幅相俾總幹事阿Glenn去睇下大家。
All right, everyone say cheese.
Cheese.
I'm going to take that back to Glenn, and one of these days he'll come in person to be with you.
佢有一日佢会翻翻嚟同大家一齐分享神嘅话语。
I do represent the Associated Gospel Churches。
我系代表福音联会。
And I want you to know，
我想大家知道
，that the Lord is really moving within our association。
神实在喺福音联会当中咧，实在佢系动工去到工作。
So many good things are happening。
好多好美丽嘅事情系喺度发生。
For instance。
想同大家分享。
This month, February,
二月
we are having our first ever orientation retreat.
我哋有一个多方教会嘅有一个嘅退休会。
The Lord has provided 14 brand new pastors.
神咧俾咗我哋有14位新任嘅牧师。
And they are either new to the AGC,
佢哋无论系新嚟到福音联会嘅
，or new to ministry,
或者系到新啱啱进入呢个传道嘅工作。
And we as a board and as leaders wanted to make sure that they understood all that was happening within our movement.
我哋自己嗰个嘅行政议会，我哋嗰个 board 咧，好希望呢啲十四位新嘅同工咧，好清清楚楚知道我哋福音联会所作嘅一切嘅工作。
And to be trained in various forms of ministry.
是帮助他们在不同的事工里面作出带领。
That's just one illustration.
这个是其中一个感恩。
Here's another one.
第二个感恩想跟大家分享。
We had two churches.
我们有两间教会。
On the Manitoulin Island.
在 Manitoulin.
Came to us and asked if they could join our association.
呢兩間教會係去到係即係喺 Tumori 嗰度好遠好遠嘅教會，佢哋係特別好想去到 join 福音聯會。
One is a fully First Nations church，
一間係即係係原居民嘅教會。
And one is an mixed ethnic group，
一個係一個多元文化嘅教會，又係唔同嘅種族嘅教會。
Just this week，
淨係呢個禮拜
，I got contacted by a church。
我有其一間教會去到接觸我。
In Charlottetown, PEI
喺王子島當中又係一間教會去到接觸我。
Who are also asking if they would join our association？
佢哋都係好想去到加入福音聯會。
That's happened just in January and February。
呢個正係剛剛一月同二月所發生嘅兩件事情。
The Lord is moving in amongst us。
神喺福音聯會裏邊繼續工作。
Just as I sense the Lord is moving among you，
我同樣去到感受到神喺萬民堂當中繼續喺工作。
We take great pleasure in what the Lord is doing in your midst。
我實在為著神喺貴教會嘅工去到欣慰。
So we pray for you，
我為你祈禱。
You pray for us，
你都請繼續為福音聯會祈禱。
Is that a deal？
可唔可以啊
？Okay， that's a deal。
Very good， 多謝。
Today I would like to bring us to some scripture.
我想同大家翻返去神嘅话语。
And if you have a Bible or,
如果大家有聖經的話,
or if you have a YouVersion on your smartphone,
開你們的電話,
look up Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯來書第11章,
while you're looking that up,
當你去到看希伯來書第11章的時候,
have you ever noticed
你有沒有覺察覺到,
that much of the Christian life is a life of waiting?
很多基督徒的生命都是一個等待的生命。
At Christmas time, I read all of the Christmas story.
在聖誕當中,我當然去到聽了很多不同的關於聖誕的一些不同的故事,人的故事。
And I noticed something I'd never noticed before.
我去到察覺到一些東西,我從來以前是未察覺得到的。
How many people were waiting?
有多少人在等著?
Herod,
希律王,
the world was waiting,
全世界,
the wise men were waiting,
那些牧羊人,
等著, Mary was waiting,
瑪利亞, 等著,
everybody was waiting, Simeon,
Simon.
Have you ever noticed that waiting is a part of the Christian life?
等待是基督徒的其中一個元素。
As a regional director for the AGC,
在區導領裡面, 我自己身為區導領,
many of our churches are waiting.
我們很多教會都在等待的當中。
Some are waiting for an English pastor for their congregation.
有些教會在等待英文主的傳道。
Others who are in conflict are waiting for a solution.
有一些教會在一個混亂的當中,希望神去到幫他們解決。
Waiting is a part of the Christian walk.
等待是基督徒的其中一個元素。
So what are you waiting on God for?
大家每一位,我們今天你自己在神裡面是等待的什麼?
Judging by the age of some of you are waiting on God to help you find someone to marry.
可能是看回大家可能有些人在等待一個配偶。
Others are waiting for God to show them, to give them a new job.
可能有些朋友在等待一份新的工作。
Others are waiting for God to help them decide is now the time to have children.
可能神等待一個小孩子的誕生。
Or maybe you're waiting on God to know what investments to make for retirement?
是的,可能知道投資在哪裏去到會令到自己退休。
For what are you waiting on God?
當我們等待神的時候。
I have a son whose name is Caleb.
我有個孩子,其中一個叫做Caleb。
Caleb served for 8 years.
我兒子在服侍了8年。
With a mission agency,
在一個宣教的機構裡面服侍。
The last 2 of those years he was in Guangzhou, China.
最後的兩年他在中國的廣州裡面去到服侍。
I haven't been there, maybe you have.
我沒去過,我不知道大家有沒有去過。
But he directed the discipleship training school.
他去到帶領一個門訓的學校。
But he was really struggling in his heart because he sensed God was moving him away from China.
他自己當中很多的掙扎,他很感受到神要去給他另一個門,要離開現在這個地方。
But God was not making himself clear.
神沒有很清楚告訴Caleb知道這件事情是怎樣繼續發生。
When he came home on a home assignment,
當他回來去到述職的時候,
he asked me a very important question.
他問我一條很重要的問題。
He said, Dad, how has God led our family?
爸爸,神怎樣帶領我們一家?
That's an important question.
一個很重要的一個問題去問。
For 4 hours,
4個小時,
the two of us looked at how God led our family through all of the years.
我們就在4個小時裡面不斷去到講神在當中我們一家裡面怎樣帶領我們一家。
We looked at all the major transitions our family went through.
我們看看我們在人生一家裡面所面對的大轉變。
And here's the pattern we found.
我哋揾到一个嘅模式。
God allowed us the courage to choose what we felt by common sense was the right thing to do.
透过呢个嘅对话，神容许我哋一家人一齐去到倾偈嘅时候，俾我哋呢个鼓励嘅力量，去到睇到呢个系一个常识嘅时候，神就容许我哋用我哋嘅本能去到继续我哋嘅自己前面嘅路。
And without fail,
从来冇去到失落过。
God confirmed our choice.
神去到核实佢自己对我哋嘅呼召选择。
By something that could not be explained naturally.
透过一啲系唔可以去到解释嘅事情，好自然去解释嘅就系核实咗佢呢个呼召俾我哋。
God always supernaturally confirmed it in a way.For which there was no human explanation.
神嗰个智慧高过我哋嘅智慧，系唔可以去到解释神点样样喺我哋家里边嗰个带领。
2 months later,
两个月之后
，I got a newsletter from our son.
我收到我仔仔寄翻嚟嘅一个嘅信件
，and it said this.
系咁讲嘅。
By prayer and counsel, I have decided to leave my ministry.
透过祷告同埋去到一啲嘅辅导倾偈，我决定暂时离开我嗰个嘅事工。
And I knew what that really meant.
我知道系真系代表乜嘢。
God had not made it clear to him.
神冇好清楚话俾佢知系发生咩事。
But by faith.He had made a decision to obey.
但是透过祷告，透过信心，他去到服从神。
And he came home.
他回到你家。
And guess what happened?
大家估下发生什么事。
God confirmed that courage of faith and obedience.
神去到，话翻俾他知，透过完全的服从和信心。
By something that had no natural explanation.
是没有一个可以很自然的解释。
Do you want to know what happened?
大家想不想知道发生什么事?
Well, you're going to have to wait.
大家要等一等。
I'll tell you what happened and how God confirmed that, but can I back up just a bit?And I want to look into the scriptures and ask a question, how does God lead?
我会同大家去到分享是怎样发生，但我想现在同大家翻翻去神的话语，去到睇翻神怎样带领。
Does he always lead everyone that way?
他是不是常常都用这个方法去带领这个人在这件事情上面呢?
I don't think so.
不是一定的。
But there are principles in the scriptures.
但是在神的话语里面一些原则我们可以跟随
that help us understand how God leads
帮助我们去到明白神怎么样带领我们每一个人
and the example is in Hebrews chapter 11
希伯来书第十一章大家一起去到见去希伯来书第十一章
do you want me to read the passage?
Do you want to?
Well, I will read it. I just didn't know if we do this interpretively.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Okay. So Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 and 2 to start with. Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for.
Okay. 第二节，信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。第二节，古人在这信上得了美好的证据。
And in verse 8,
第八节。
By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith, he made his home in the promised land, like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of that same promise, for he was looking forward to a city with foundations.Whose architect and builder is God. And by faith, even Sarah, who was past childbearing age, was unable to bear children because she considered him faithful who had made the promise, and so from this one man, and he as good as dead, came descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as countless as the sand on the seashore.
第八節, 阿伯拉罕因着信蒙召的时候，就遵命出去将来得业为的地方去，出去的时候还不知道去哪里。他因为信，就在所应许之地作客，好像在异地居住帐篷，与那同蒙一个应许的以撒雅各一样。因为他等候那座有根基的城，就是神所经营所建造的。因着信，连撒拉自己虽然过了生育的岁数，还能怀孕，因他以为那应许是可信的。 所以从一个仿佛已死的人就生出子孙，如同天上的星，那样众多海边的沙，那样无数。
How did God lead Abraham on his awkward journey?
神怎样在阿伯拉罕一个这么奇特的旅程当中带领他呢？
He led him by incremental obedience.
他透过一个递增式的服从去到带领阿伯拉罕。
Look at verse 8.
看看第八节,
By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went even though he did not know where he was going.
第八章清楚讲到，当阿伯拉罕蒙召的时候，他就遵命去，要去到得业的地方。当时出去的时候，阿伯拉罕完全不知道自己是去哪一道的。
God leads
神带领,
by incremental obedience.
神透过一个递增式逐渐的增长去到帮助这个服从去到带领阿伯拉罕。
And if you don't like that, then neither did Sarah.
如果你不喜欢的时候，她太太撒拉都不喜欢。
Imagine Sarah.
你想想她老婆。
Put yourself in her shoes.
当你是阿伯拉罕的老婆。
Her husband comes to her and says,
她的老公跟她说,
We're moving.
我们搬屋了。
What would be your first question?
你第一个问题问什么?
Where? Now, I want to tell you something. That would not have been Sarah's first question.
这个应该不会是撒拉的第一个问题。
Because at this time in human history,
因为在这个时候的时候，在人类的历史当中，
monotheism was unknown.
一神论不是一个这么普遍或者不是被明白的一个神学观念。
There were many gods.
有很多很多的神在当中的。
And they all had a certain skill.
每一个神在当中，那个人类历史当中都有一些不同的能力。
The God of the harvest.
是一个丰收的神。
Or God of fertility.
生育的神。
Or God of the weather.
管理天气的神。
Her first question.
她第一个问题,
would have been.
会是怎么问呢?
Which God?
是哪一个神啊? 我们跟随。
Abraham's response was, well, the only true God.
唯一个真神就是我们跟随那个神。
But that would have been confusing.
很混淆。
Her second question would be, well, if you can't tell me which God,
如果你不可以告诉我是哪个神的话,
then where are we going?
那我们去哪里呢?
And Abraham's answer would have been,
神就阿伯拉罕会怎么答呢?
I don't know.
我不知道啊，老婆。
Probably her third question might have been this.
可能第三个问题，撒拉会这么问,
What should I wear when I get there?
我应该穿什么去到?
You see, this was awkward. It was awkward for Sarah and it was awkward for Abraham.
无论对阿伯拉罕和对太太撒拉都是一个很奇特的一个旅程。
God had not shown where they were going.
神在这一刻没有告诉他们知道他们要去哪里。
And yet he asks Abraham to obey.
他只是需要阿伯拉罕去服从神。
This goes against every human impulse.
这个是对于我们普通人的反应是非常的。
We want to know where the path goes before we get on it.
我们很希望知道我们人生的路怎么走，先去走那条路。
But when you look into the Bible,
但你睇翻圣经嘅话，神嘅话
，nobody gets God's 20-year plan。
冇一个历史嘅人物系知道神20年点样带领佢哋。
In fact, in most cases in the Bible,
喺绝大部分喺圣经嘅历史人物里边
，people don't even get instruction number two。
佢哋直情系冇任何嘅指引喺当中嘅。
So think about illustrations from the scripture.
去睇一睇呢一个嘅分析。
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Say those words. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You know from the Old Testament story? Yeah. Say those words, right?
Okay.
Do you know those names from the Old Testament story? They were called by God to go into the fiery furnace. Remember those three men?
去到
Can you say something?
去到神嗰，去到神叫佢哋去嗰个地方。
Yeah. And God did not tell them how He would protect them.
神冇话俾佢知点点样会保护佢哋。
He simply said, "I'll take care of the fire."
我会搞掂嗰啲火噶啦。
Noah,
罗亚
，You know Noah? And the ark,
同埋佢嗰个
方舟。God says, "Obey me and build an ark."
服从我去到建呢只嘅方舟。
There was no water.
冇水嘅喎，当时系冇水。
God says, "Obey, I'll take care of the water problem."
服从我，我会去到保护。
Think of someone else. The Apostle Paul.
我哋谂下保罗。
Blind.
盲咗。
Go to Damascus.
去大马色。
I'll take care of your blindness.
我会去到医治你嗰个嘅睇唔到。
In every case of the scripture.
喺圣经里面每一个嘅事情发生。
God says, obey.
神叫我哋去到服从。
I'll take care of the rest.
我会去到照顾你哋嗰个需要。
This is how God leads.
呢个就系神去到带领。
C.S. Lewis said this.
一个嘅伟人 C.S. Lewis 咁讲。
Do the next best thing.
做一个最好嘅事情。
I think. What's the next best thing God is asking you to do?
做一个神叫你去做嘅事情，就系成为你嗰一件最好嘅事情。
This is how God will lead.
神是会带领的神。
One day's obedience at a time.
一日服从，每一日去服从。
It's very unlikely.
是非常即唔似乎会咁发生嘅。
God will reveal the next thing.
神系去到话俾我哋知下一个步骤。
Until you obey the present thing.
我哋首先要去到服从呢一刻神俾我哋嗰个带领，神先会去到将佢嘅下一步去到显现俾我哋知道。
This is how God leads。
呢个系就系神过往点样样带领。
Daily obedience。
大卫。
Second thing。God leads beyond our comfort。
Can you say that?
God leads beyond our comfort.
神喺佢嗰个嘅带领我哋离开我哋嗰个嘅最舒服、最安稳嘅地方。
Verse 9,
第九节。
By faith he made his home in the promised land, but like a stranger in a foreign country, he lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise.
第九节咁讲，佢因着信就喺所应许嘅地作客旅，好似喺异乡里边居住帐篷，与那同盟一个应许嘅以撒、雅各一样。
His was a foreign life。
佢系过住一个嘅异乡嘅外地人嘅生活。
Always unsettled。
从来咧都唔可以去到静落嚟，停下来。
Never fully arrived.
从来都未去到一个真正去到一个地方，去到可以自己歇下来。
Never fully satisfied.
亦都系未必完全可以满足到佢自己嗰个需要。
Continual impermanence.
不断嘅去到有一个嘅转变，不清楚喺当中。
Look at verse 15 and 16 too.
15:16.
If they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He's prepared a city for them.
第十五節很清楚告訴我們，如果亞伯拉罕所想念、所離開的家鄉，還可以回到家裡的話， 他們卻羨慕一個更美的家鄉，就是在天上的，所以神被稱為他們的神，並不以為恥，因為他們已經給他預備了一座城。They
lived outside of their comfort.
他離開了他自己一個舒適的地方。
Though they could have returned.
他雖然可以回到吳爾那裡。
But they knew there was something better ahead.
他深信神為他們預備一個更美好的家鄉。
Our comfortable, cozy Canadian life,
我們住在加拿大一個這麼安逸、舒適的環境當中，
has fooled us into thinking that we are entitled to comfort.
令到我們去到有一個思想，就是我們是應得到我們這個舒服和舒適。
We think that comfort and prosperity is our goal.
我們會覺得舒適和我們的成功成就是我們的目標。
But dear friends, most of the world lives on $2 a day.
但是，親愛的朋友、弟兄姊妹，在世界另一個地方裏面，很多人都是住在一個很貧窮、很貧窮的地方。
And there are many Christians among them.
當中亦都有好多基督徒喺我哋嘅當中。
Comfort is not even on the target.
舒適，佢哋都未可以去到講舒適成為佢哋嗰個目標。
This impulse for comfort is so strong within me.
呢個對於舒適嗰個嘅感覺係好強烈喺我自己嘅感覺裏邊，心裏邊。
That a couple of years ago, I test drove a brand new car.
2年之前，我去嘗試一架新嘅車。
And do you know why?
你會知道點解？
Because there was a rattle I couldn't solve.
因為有一啲嘢我做唔到，解決唔到。
That rattle was driving me nuts.
嗰件事情係令到我好麻煩。
And I was so committed to my own comfort.
我好去到喺我自己個舒服裏邊好安穩。
That I was willing to throw $30,000 at a rattle.
我會願意去到俾30,000蚊去到整一架車。
I didn't buy that car.
我冇買到嗰部車。
By the grace of God, I realized that's not wise.
神嘅恩典話俾我知道，嗰個唔係一個有智慧嘅選擇。
I'm not entitled to comfort on this side of heaven.
我喺神嗰個天國裏邊，我唔應該去到覺得我呢啲應有嘅地方。
Just like Abraham, who was looking forward to a permanent comfort,
就好似亞伯拉罕，其實佢應該係去到羨慕一個好美好嘅家鄉。
He's preparing you to.
佢亦都係同一時間去到預備緊你同我去呢一個地方。
God intentionally discomforts us from time to time.
神在一些時間裏面是特意的去到令到我們感覺到不舒服。
Because He's preparing us for our heavenly comfort.
因為神要我們去到預備我們自己去到為著將來在天上面的獎賞和那個的榮耀。
That's where our comfort lies.
那個是我們那個舒適所安穩的地方。
So God has asked us to do some uncomfortable things.
神有去到要我們做一些事，我們自己不是覺得最舒服的事情。
One of the things I find uncomfortable,
其中對我來說,
is tithing.
十一奉獻。
And He's asked us all to give of the finances He's provided.
神要我們將我們自己的財產去到奉獻給天父。
And quite frankly, I have other places I would love to put.
我有好多嘅地方我可以用到我呢啲嘅金錢。
I need to be preparing for retirement.
我要準備我嘅退休生活。
That's more comfortable for me.
呢個係我令到我更加舒服嘅。
But, and you might be preparing for purchasing a home.
或者大家去到儲錢去到買屋。
Or many, many other things.
好多好多嘅嘢都係需要去到用我哋啲錢去用。
And it's uncomfortable for me to give my money to the Lord's work.
去到將我自己辛苦賺翻嚟嘅錢去到俾天父嘅時候係辛苦。
But when I don't obey God's uncomfortable commands,
但是如果我不去到服从神给我一些不舒服那个的命令的时候，
it pushes heaven farther and farther from my heart.
这个会令到我们跟天堂跟神那个天国去有一个距离去到。
God rather intentionally discomforts us.
神宁愿去到特意的去到将一些不舒服的东西摆在我们的心里面。
So that our longing would be for heaven.
所以我们所等待所盼望期盼的就是在那个天上那个的永恒的天国。
Now, I don't have any problem with comfort or wealth here in this side of heaven.
我在属地里面我绝对不是反对任何神给我们在地上的安稳。
I personally have more wealth than 90% of the people of the world.
我个人上面我自己的财产拥有是比全世界的人九成多的人是更加的富有的。
If we gathered 100 people here that represented the whole world,
如果 我将100人摆在一起代表了整个世界的时候，
10 of those people would have 90% of the world's wealth.
当中嗰十个人就会拥有晒全世界嗰个嘅财产。
And I would be one of them.
我就系嗰十个人嘅其中一个。
And so would you.
你哋都系。
I don't have a problem with comfort.
我对于舒适嘅生活绝对冇任何嘅问题疑问。
But when comfort becomes an entitlement,
当舒适嘅生活成为我哋觉得必须系我哋应得嘅时候
，then it has become sin.
这个就成为一个罪了。
How does God lead?
神怎样带领我们呢？
By incremental obedience.
用一个递增式的服从去到带领我们。
Beyond our comfort.
帮助我们离开我们输入的地方的时候。
And here's the last one.
最后一个想跟大家分享。
With incomplete rewards.
神会带领我们去到进入一个未完成的奖赏的当中，未完全得到的奖赏当中。
Verse 9 and 10 of Hebrews 11. By faith he made his home in the promised land. Like a stranger in a foreign country, he lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose architect and builder is God.
第九节第十节再一次话俾我哋，他因着信就系所应许之地作客，好像在异地居住，帐篷与那同一个蒙一个应许嘅以实雅各。第十节就系而家所讲嘅，因为他等候那座有根基的城，就是神所经营所建造的。
He never got that city.
佢从来都冇去得到嗰个嘅城。
He always lived in tents.
佢常常都系住喺帐篷嘅当中。
There are always things that God seems to have left undone.
对我们来说，常常都好像有一些事情神是在我们生命里面未帮我们做好的。
And you might be waiting on God right now to do something you thought he promised you.
你或者我在这一刻都觉得神有一些事情应承了我们去做，要为我们去做好的。
Maybe you can't figure out why God isn't showing up.
我哋会或者问下，点解神仲未去到出手去到帮我去做嘢，仲系未喺度？
When you're staying sexually pure for your future spouse，
我哋要喺圣洁里边，喺圣洁里边有一个嘅纯洁，为咗我哋未来嗰个嘅伴侣，系非常困难嘅，去到持守我哋喺神里边嗰个贞洁。
Or maybe you're trying to raise your children with Christian values.
或者我好想我个仔女系喺呢一个基督化嘅家庭里边长大。
And yet,
但系
the school system and Little League and everything around is fighting against your Christian values.
喺学校喺社会里边咧，全部都同我哋嗰个价值观系相背而驰。
Or maybe you're using Christian values in your career.
或者你想用你自己一个基督
化嘅价值观喺你嘅工作场面里边。
And you're being stepped over for the promotions, for the growth.
你会被人攻击喺你嘅成长里边，喺你嘅攀升里边有好多嘅挑战困难喺当中。
Where is God when He doesn't show up and you're doing your best?
神啊，你喺边咧？当我哋去到尽我哋能力，去到做好我哋基督徒嘅本分嘅时候。
I suppose that if there was a one-to-one correlation,
如果一个一对一一个嘅关系嘅时候。
If there was a one-to-one correlation between my obedience and God rewarding,
如果我哋将呢个一对一嘅将我哋嘅服从同神嗰个嘅奖赏去到对比分析嘅时候。
God would be not more than Pavlov's dog.
Pavlov's dog.
No? Okay. No? Okay, that's fine. If there was a one-to-one correlation, my obedience and God giving his stuff,
如果有一个一对一我自己的服从对神给我的东西的时候
I'd only do enough to get the stuff I want.
我只会做到 Say that again.
Right?
I missed that.
And I think that God is much, has a much bigger plan than just to give you stuff.
神在祂的旨意里面呢除了给我们东西之外有更加大的计划在我们的生命里面。
When God delays His reward,
如果神去到延迟佢嗰个个奖赏奖励俾我哋嘅时候
，He's trying to make a better you.
佢系希望帮助我哋成为一个更加完全、更加美好跟随佢嘅我你。
And if God decided just to give you stuff every time you obeyed,
如果神喺每一次你去到服从嘅时候，佢就俾嘢你嘅时候
，You wouldn't love Him for Him.
你会喜欢他
You'd love his stuff.
你是喜欢神